Roger that. Yeah, it's there's a little bit of a setup to it, but you can get your WSJT program to talk to amateur contact log, and I guess other programs as well, and it automatically transfer your contacts over to the logbook. And then once you made about 10 contacts or whatever, you can upload all 10 contacts to QRZ or other areas.
Comment.
Appreciate that, Jim. I appreciate it. Go ahead, comment.
Yeah, to Jim's point, almost all the software programs will import or export to QRZ. And then also, you can make what's called an ADIF file, ADIF, from your WSJTX, I think. I don't know much about WSJTX. And then you can import that file into QRZ, so you don't have to do it one at a time. But there should be a setting in WSJTX that I believe will upload it to QRZ directly. But I'm not 100% certain on that with WSJTX. I know my World Radio League will. It uploads it automatically to QRZ, and so does my Mac logger, and so will my logging software that's in the Flex software. So almost all logging software, even the one Jim mentioned, and probably everyone mentioned tonight, will do that. So you don't have to manually do anything, really. But it is, like Jim said, it's a little bit of a setup. But also I commented in, Jim, did you get that BridgeCom? Is that BridgeCom? Did you get that radio programmed yet?